This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hello, listeners. Rodney Brown speaking. Good to be with you. And as always, to bring something from the Bible. Today I want to read in the book of Ephesians and chapter 5. And I want to read the second part of verse 25 on to verse 27. The second part of verse 25 speaks about Christ. It says that Christ loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present to her himself, to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. Today I want to talk about the love of Christ. On the last two meditations, we were thinking about the love of God, and we were reading in John chapter 3, and then we also read in 1 John chapter 4. And here, in a very similar theme, we are thinking about the love of Christ. And in the context here, it's the love of Christ for the church, for it says that Christ loved the church. And we might wonder, well, what or who is the church? Well, in simple terms, he had a love and has a love for all who would believe in him. So all of those who are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ are part of what the New Testament calls the church. And so as Christ in eternity thought about all of the people who would ultimately believe in him, we read of his love for that people and his giving for that people. In the verse, we see the extent to which he loved the church, for it says that he gave himself for it. Now, as we think of the life of Christ, his life was a life of giving, giving, and giving. As we read his story, we read of his public ministry, and we read of his miracles. We think of those miracles where he was always giving to people. We read of him giving the bread and the fish to the hungry people. He was giving sight to the blind people. He was giving hearing to the deaf people. He was giving cleansing to the lepers. And also he was even giving life to dead people. But ultimately, he gave himself. He was giving, giving, giving through his life. But at the cross of Calvary, he gave all that he had when he gave himself. In verse 2 of chapter 5 of Ephesians, we read that Christ has loved us and given himself for us. And it says in that verse that he has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. We think of God who is righteous. And God who is righteous must always do what is right. He will do the right thing with sins. He will do the right thing with sinners. And God who is righteous has demanded an offering. He demanded a sacrifice for our sins. That is why he sent his Son. And Christ responded to the sending of his Father, and he responded by offering up himself. And that sacrifice was well-pleasing to God, as we read in verse 2, that it was a sweet-smelling aroma. And so well-pleased was God with the sacrifice, that well-pleasing sacrifice that his Son offered up as a sweet-smelling aroma, that God raised his Son from the dead. And so what a wonderful thing it was for Christ to love the church. We know that he is like his Father. We read that God is love, and in the love of God he has sent his Son. And here we read of Christ who has loved us, who has loved the church, and he has given himself up for the church. And this is what he has done in the past in verse 25. And in these verses 25, 26, and 27, we read of what he has done for the church in the past and in the present and in the future. In the past, we read of his love, that he gave himself for her. And then he has got an ongoing ministry in verse 26, what he is still doing today. And we thank God for this. Whenever Christ died on the cross, although men, those who opposed him, his enemies, they thought that was the end of him. His dead body will stay dead in the tomb. But no, God raised him from the dead, and God took him up into heaven, into glory again. And Christ has an ongoing ministry in heaven. Here we read in verse 26, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word. And so the word of God is so important in the lives of those who form part of the church, the body of Christ. And here is what he does through the word, the holy scriptures themselves, that he might sanctify, that is to set apart, and that he might cleanse her with the washing of water by the word. What a good thing is the word of God. What a clean thing it is, and what a cleansing effect it has on all those who hear it, all those who read it, that the Lord Jesus Christ himself can take that word and bring that cleansing, that ongoing cleansing for his children as we live in a defiling world. And so in verse 25, we read of what he has done for the church in the past, in verse 26, what he is doing for the church in the present, and then in verse 27, what he will do for the church in the future. We read that he might present her to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. What a great future there is for Christ, and what a great future there is for all those who believe in him. There's a coming day, a day when there will be a presentation to be presented to himself in absolute purity with no blemish whatsoever. And I look forward to that day when I am going to be there. I'm going to be with him. I'm going to be like him. I'm going to be presented to him as part of that whole church. And as we think of this today, my challenge is to those who have never yet responded and believed the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you have not yet responded to that love, then sadly you're not part of the church today, but you can be through realizing your need of Christ. We cannot save ourselves. We are sinners, but Christ has done everything to save us. He has actually taken sin upon himself at the cross, and taken the judgment, taken the punishment for us so that we could go free, so that we not only could go free from punishment, but could be blessed eternally with all the spiritual blessings that God has for those who believe in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We read of many of those blessings in chapter 1 of Ephesians. And so what a wonderful thing it was that Christ loved the church and he gave himself for it, his past work for her, his ongoing ministry, and what he will still do in the future. Thank you for listening today. And if you would like to contact me, you can do it on my email address. It is rodwbrown@gmail.com.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.